Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. Big time, lot of sun. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me, yeah. Ooh, big time, big time.
Welcome to episode 328 of Fourth and John. I'm here with Primo in the building and Damn Skippy, a.k.a. Hollis Thomas. You know, we're talking about the Eagles-Giants recap, and obviously the Eagles did the damn thing because we're wearing merch. We're wearing the championship, NFC East Division championship hat and the shirt. So we did conquer the East. So be excited about what they accomplished. Yes, the job is not finished, like the words of Jalen Hurts, but you know, you have to pay homage to what you did during the season, and now it's 0-0. Now it's time for the playoffs. But I think overall, I think the Eagles did the damn thing, and they're getting healthier. The game was not pretty. I think the tailgate experience was way better than the game experience. But how are you guys feeling?
Hey man, we did our job. You know what I mean? We did what we were supposed to do. I wish we would have did it 2 weeks ago. But listen, we did our job. I mean, you mentioned, it wasn't the prettiest of games. It's the first drive started off sweet with Jalen hitting AJ Brown on the slant, gaining 34 yards, breaking Carmichael's record. You know what I mean? Mike Quick's record, which was real big. You know what I mean? That was a moment for AJ, and then Quick ended up signing the jersey that he actually walked into the stadium with. So that was cool. They had a moment after the game in the locker room. But other than that, besides that drive, things started slowing down. I personally think Jalen was playing it safe, which he should have, because, you know what I mean, we got 2 weeks to go ahead and, like, get ourselves rest up, heal up, and then, you know, it's back to work. So I think he was playing it safe. Defense did their thing. We didn't break the record on the sacks. I mean, they didn't actually get a sack in that game, so that kind of like sucked. But they held their ground. Held their ground. So that was key. I'm excited. Cowboys losing to the Commanders, regardless, would have pretty much sealed the deal for us. Well, maybe, because, you know, I mean, I don't know. San Fran did beat Arizona, so I mean, but regardless, that's not even the point. We did what we had to do. We got the number one seed. We are the 2022 NFC East champs. That's all that matters. So put that in your book. And I hope you're watching, bro. We are the NFC East champs.
Say it slow for them, too.
Now, we are.
Well, you know what? I think we did just what we needed to do. A lot of people was talking crap about, they're playing against their second string. I was like, if you don't know anything about football, you know, put it this way. The hardest thing to do is to beat a man trying to fight for a job for the next year. If I go out here and I make me a name by kicking this team's ass, I'll be able to sign a contract easier next year. Everybody was talking that crap. I love what Jalen did. He played smart. He didn't play conservative. He played smart. He ran what he needed to. And the thing that I loved the most was him knocking the rust off that I did not want to see on the first playoff game. He knocked the rust off, and we got the victory. All the victory is not gonna be sweet and delicious. Some of them gonna be just like when you had the liver beets because your grandma made it. It smelled good, but and you asked for a plate and she gave it to you and it didn't tell you what it was. And you just got to take it like a man. But we went out there, we kicked their ass. Defensively, we showed up, but we didn't get any sacks. And he did have some intentional grounds and stuff, but I wish we could have got more sacks. But overall, it was an ugly win, but it's a win that we had to have. And I felt like it was putting – it's like the other part about this, too, is Jalen hadn't played with Dallas Goedert in a minute either. We hadn't had all our weapons, all our complementing weapons. This is the first time we've had them in quite some time. So I feel like it's time for us to get back on track and start this killer machine that we started earlier this season. Start this ass, turn the high switch onto this ass whooping machine that we built. And just like Jalen said, let's finish this puppy out. Right on to you, John, over at the Cards place. I told you Jalen was gonna be kicking ass, sucker.
You know, it's funny if you go and watch the presser after the win. Jalen Hurts had this certain demeanor to him. I think it was very interesting because the beats were trying to ask these creative questions and to get where Jalen's head was at. I think he was in a place where he didn't really want to give too much. I think he didn't really want to talk about the injury, but he did say it took some effort for him to come back. And you know, everyone's looking at his performance and a couple missed throws here. You know, he'd love to have back, but at the end of the day, I think he just talked about we're grateful. We're here and we're grateful. But now taking the next step. And I think the next step for this football team is, you know, getting ready for the playoffs, being a football player that played for the Philadelphia Eagles. What kind of mindset does a team have going into the playoffs? And like, what does a player have to do to get up for the playoffs?
To get up for the playoffs?
What? Yeah.
The whole neighborhood watching? You got a chance to go to the Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. Win or go home? Dude, if you play in the NFL and we have to get you up for this game,
problem.
I don't want you playing next to me. I don't want this is one of those things where everybody should be hungry for a title. Not only that, the prize money ain't that bad either, and the notoriety that you're gonna garner from winning the Super Bowl, you probably make an extra couple of million if you of endorsements alone. If you win the Super Bowl or win to go to the Super Bowl, but the fact that you can say that I am the champion, a lot of people be talking about it's not of the world. I was like, the NFL is the best in the world. We got players from all over the world. So if you're the best, they will find you. As you can see, we got Jordan Mulatto on our squad. They will find you, the best of the best. So to be the champion of the world, it's only going to be one happy team at the end of the season, and I want it to be the Birds. I'm just saying, if you can't get up to be that one team, it's only going to be one happy person at the end of the season, and that's the person who wins the team who wins the title. Anything less is uncivilized.
Yeah, I don't think this Birds team needs Flyagra. I think they'll be flying high. So go with your same prime.
No, I mean, I think the fact that everybody was coming, you know, that came back on Sunday was key. CJ Gardner, Dallas getting into the mix, Jalen Hurts definitely starting, you know, was big. And what I'm getting at is like the chemistry that we've been having all season. We had a little gap there with the injuries and all that stuff. But these guys coming back this past weekend was very key because they needed to get that chemistry back together again. In order to, you know, get ready for the playoffs. Now, regardless, these guys got that chemistry inside the locker rooms all week around and for the whole season, but it's nothing like being out on the field and playing the game together. I think that's a whole lot different. You can see the excitement when the game was over. They were all happy because, you know, they declared themselves the NFC East champs. That was key to them. They went back into the locker room. They celebrated. You see, that chemistry that I seen with these guys was just as much as the chemistry we had back in that 17 season when we won the Super Bowl the first time. You know what I mean? Like, everybody was just like jello. They were in that locker room having a good time and enjoying themselves. And even after the fact, you know, these guys went out. Some of these guys ended up going out to dinner together and celebrating. That's key. So I think that was just enough to go ahead and bring this chemistry back together to get ready for the playoffs, because we're going to need it. We're going to need these guys to all be sync and be ready to go ahead and explode and, you know, play these last three games so we could be on top of the mountain.
And you guys hear that breaking news, man? Somebody has a birthday. We got to make sure that everybody in the chat says happy birthday to the man, the myth, the legend, Hollis Thomas. I mean, you're the man of the hour. We can't go through the show without saying it's your birthday. Happy birthday, my guy.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for
No, I was gonna say, man, yeah, happy birthday, bro. I mean, I'm glad this day's here for you. You know what I mean? You look 20 years younger.
Well, thanks, man. I'd like to thank everybody who gave me birthday wishes. It made me feel special today. Made me feel like I was a popular kid in high school again. It's been good, man. It was till you got here.
What did you do on your birthday? What have you done on your birthday?
I went and maximized my sexy. That means I went to the gym. Maximize the sexy. Then my boy Doug, my lawyer business partner Douglas, he took me out for a full meal deal at a place called the White Dog. It's over in Havertown over there.
Okay.
And we went to the White Dog Cafe, had a bolognese omelet, and then I sifted through traffic. Traffic was horrific. And when I left the White Dog, it was around the time that they let out of school. I watched some firemen do a fire drill at this one school, and that was pretty much it. It's been I'm here with you guys. It wasn't that eventful. I'm sure I'll get into some debauchery later on, though.
Come on, I'm gonna give you a virtual shot and celebrate you, my guy. It's always good to celebrate your birthday. There's certain things I like to do on my birthday. If I don't get that, you know, I get a little upset, but I it's not my birthday, it's yours, but at least the Eagles gave you a W. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
You know, I was down there at
the Mud Hen watching, eating a ball ass spread of mac and cheese and fish and batter dip fish. I was getting pissed at first because we kept kicking field goals until Boston Scott, the Giant Killer, finally ran into the end zone. So it was actually the funniest thing was one of the bartenders had the nerve to come in there with a damn Saquon Barkley jersey on. Guess what he was tending bar at? Outside. Yeah. we specifically
you made sure of that, right?
The owner was like, yeah, you can't be in here. There's going to be too many Eagles fans here. You tend to the bar outside. And no, he was out there until about 5 or 6 o'clock, and he closed the bar because wasn't nobody coming out there with him. I was like, because you wore that hideous jersey.
Hey, yeah. Alice, I'm dealing with a lot of happy birthday comments.
Thank you.
I'm just letting you know, I'm trying to bring up every single one of them.
Thanks, appreciate it.
So you get the love that you deserve.
Appreciate it.
You talk about loving and deserving. Is it weird the way that a 14-3 football team, do you think the Eagles are getting the love that they deserve? I personally don't think this Eagles football team, national media, and I say locally, the way that some of these beats out here to talk about this team like they did nothing this season but go 14-3, break tons of records.
Yeah.
But do you guys think they're getting the respect that they deserve?
Absolutely not, man. And they're not going to. Like I said, mm-hmm. until this thing is done and over with, they're not going to get that respect. That's just the way the media is. That's just the way these locals are. And it's crazy. It's sad. But, I mean, look, one to go ahead and represent this team to the fullest on a weekly basis. These guys are busting their ass and they're doing what they need to do. And I'm giving them all the respect in the world, especially mm-hmm. from last year, the change around, you know, the chemistry that they brought together. And, you know, I just don't get it, man. And I don't know what more they have to prove. But listen, at the end of the day, I'm just tired of that. Don't worry about proving nothing to nobody. Prove something to yourselves and just go out there and do your job and win this thing. Because then, you know, it's all about having the last lap. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. And the one thing, too, is to piggyback what I was promising, I've been watching some of the other sports media outlets, and they've been fucking praising Dak. Dak is he's throwing an interception. He leads the league in throwing picks, and he missed 5 games. I was like, yo, are you kidding me? They were talking about he was the MVP over our guy.
Yeah. And I'm probably still calling him the MVP.
I know. It's like, this is the most disrespected team, the 14-3 team that I have ever seen in my day. It's like, I've never seen them just like try to find something that picks something apart. It's dude. I'll be wondering. I was like, what? I was like, well, what does the record say? In the immortal words of one of my favorite coaches, even though he coached the Cowboys for a hot second, Bill Parcells, the Tuna, you are what your record says you are. It's like we're 14-3. We're a damn good team, and we just need to keep rolling. And I'm glad. The one thing that I am glad about is when they asked the Jalen Hurts, why wasn't he smiling? He said, I smile when it's over, and we won it all. That's when he'll smile. And that's when you feed everybody a nice big piece of humble pie, a nice big class of shut the fuck up.
His tones were Mamba mentality. Mm-hmm. Job not finished.
Yep.
You know, if you know the Kobe quote, job not finished. That was the quote. That was kind of the vibe that I got from him. I think I just think it's very interesting to see how he his last presser to me was very interesting. He had a disposition with the media. He was like, he was waiting
well,
the
bites. Well, you want to know why? Because some of those same people that's been there grinning in his face be writing bullshit behind his back. Exactly. And you're going to come and smile on my face because you need a story when I'm doing good. You just can't wait till I mess up. And it's like, you just sit there and say, yeah, okay, you got to come get you. You got to come. I'm not giving you nothing because you don't deserve nothing. And you treat the ones right who treat you right. It's no reason to write, give the kid bad press or start trying to pick apart his game when he's doing nothing but winning. Mm-hmm. He's doing nothing but winning, and he's doing it the right way. I don't know. I don't know what else he could do.
Well, he was like, saying he was saying he was saying if that's what you want to hear, mm-hmm. after some of the questions, if that's what you want to hear, yeah. So on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you guys think this injury is? 10 being I say percentage wise. Do we think Jalen Hurts is at a 98%, a 95%? 90% of who he is.
I mean, look, we've all played. The three of us have played sports. You know, Hollis is definitely. He's been in the NFL. He's played it. You played it football. I never had the privilege of playing football, but I played baseball. And I could just tell you that when you're hurt and you're taking some time off to come right back and to get into the groove of things, it's not the easiest. Right. It really isn't. I mean, we're talking about on a weekly span now. Mind you, I played baseball. Baseball players, they do it on a daily span.
Daily basis,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, on a daily basis. Like, they're expecting that player to come back the very next day sometimes from it. And some of these guys don't even share their injuries. They'll just go and play ball because that's just in them. And you know what I mean? And I know what that's all about because I'll be the same way at times as well. But, you know, for somebody to just come back into the groove and pick up where he left off, hey, listen, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt a little bit. So, yeah. I mean, the comment that was made, and you know, Nick Sirianni has to be truthful about it. It is what it is, but you know, wearing watch percentage, I don't know, Gal. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not too worried about it. I think he's good. I mean, because you know, you see his mindset. He's ready to go. He's excited to get into the playoffs and ready to, you know, knock these three games out so that way he could be hoisting that Lombardi trophy at the very end. So I think he's good, man.
Yeah, I think he's good too. I think he's good enough to play. I think the one thing that he wanted to do was get this rust off early. I mean, because it's like it's like you guys said, when you have some time off and you come back during the season, it takes a minute for you to get back up to speed with everybody else. Because, you've been practicing stuff and you've been rehabbing and stuff. And you think to yourself, damn, I've been in here longer than everybody else. But then they've been playing at game speed. Game speed is a whole different thing. It takes more out of you. Your adrenaline level is higher. It's way higher than when you're just out there doing stuff for reps or you just in practice and stuff. Because then there's no fear factor. Fear puts a lot of, you know, build up a lot of adrenaline and stuff. But it's like, I just like the fact that we got him, Dallas Goedert back, and, you know, everybody in the band was back. Even Quez Watkins caught some passes and made a little bit of a difference this time. It's like, get him back to where he was at the beginning of the season and making plays. I think this is the right time. It was the right time for what happened to us to happen to us, and it didn't wait to happen to us in the playoffs. So we were gratuitous in that sense. And the fact that we were able to get a full game in at game speed, because a lot of people was talking about, well, he didn't get to take his starters out. I don't think he wanted to take anybody out, because you're not going to get this type. We're going to be out for this week and the next game until the following week. You don't want to leave that type of time in there so you can get rustier. It's like when you have a false sense of pride and security, when then you go out there and you get hit, get your dick knocked in the dirt, and you end up at home after the first playoff game. Right. But I'm glad we went and we got the rest off now, so everybody should be ready. Even CJ Garner was out there. Hey, you got to get going. The only thing I'm missing is Lane. I wish Lane had was able to come back, because I don't know about the rust at offensive tackle. I don't think he could be rusty at offensive tackle. I don't want to get my boy blasted. So
now I'm gonna bring up a tweet. I saw this during right after the game, and I tend to not like take the cheese, but this was from Glenn Mack. Now he says, so take the win and be delighted that the Eagles are number one seed with the bye next week. But did today's game restore my confidence that they're the best team in the league? No.
Yeah. this is what I tell you. Now, see, now I tend to crack up. Now, you must know that he's a Buffalo fan, so he's used to the big letdown. That's one. That's my boy Glenn. He's from Buffalo. He's a Buffalo fan, so he's used to the big letdown. But aren't we the number one seed? Did we kick the ass that was in front of us to become the number one seed? All that bullshit that they're talking about falls upon deaf ears when you look in the win and loss column to me. Because everybody be coming with the delightful numbers. I mean, it's kind of like this, how I decide to attack a person verbally when we're talking about sports. I asked them, who was the best team last year? If you say anybody other than the Los Angeles Rams, you're about to lose. You're about to lose quick, fast, and in a hurry. Because every team that you mentioned that was good, they had the same opportunity that they did, and they faltered. That means no loss is a good loss. They need to cut that shit out. I'm sorry. They just get on my nerve with that.
Like I've heard anything from style points to, you know, just the way the team won. You know, the fact that people have been looking at Jalen's performance and like really super critiquing it. I'm sure that the coaching staff was very concerned about, you know, certain situations and getting down, making sure he didn't take any hard hits. So when Jalen's playing the game, he's obviously got another game in his head saying, we just got to get through this game without
exactly
being nicked up. So I feel like, you know, it is what it is. Like, just win the game, do enough to win the game. I'm good with that. Let's get on the road and take this bye week.
And that's exactly what they did, man. They played it safe. So there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I don't care what this guy's talking about.
You know, problem? I don't think they played it safe. They came out there and they got the work in that they needed. The part that I would love everybody to recognize, but I know that they're not, is that Jalen did what he needed to do when he had to. He didn't put himself in harm's way. We saw what the team was like with Gardner Minshew leading the squad. He's a backup for a reason. It's like so when you have a quarterback that knows his importance, but still is not going to put that above winning the game, it's like you can't ask for anything more. He ran what he needed to, got out of bounds, and got down. That's all I wanted. I wanted him to get that rust off. He threw an interception in the red zone. Hadn't done that all year, but he hadn't been off all year. So it's like he had the wherewithal and he had still been going. But then when you stop for 2 weeks and you sitting there watching, and it's like you don't get the same work. You don't get the same repetition. Repetition helps. It helps out a lot. And then when you see his stuff over and over and over again, he hadn't seen live action in 2 weeks. So we had to get that one out of the way. And I'm glad we won, because it feeds everybody a nice piece of humble pie. Even the people who Glenn Magnows who are talking about did we approve anything to him? I ain't got to prove shit to you. We the number one seed. There's no other way for me to say. There's no other way for me to take that. I ain't got to prove shit. I've already proved what I need to prove.
Yeah,
number one. Y'all weren't. Y'all got on the trophies right now. We number one NFC East.
Yeah, Mr. Michael.
Who's got the bye this week?
We do.
Exactly. So who's number one? And we need to prove something to who?
Yeah. Well, Mr. Michael in the comments says, this season reminds me of 2017. That team had two losses with Foles before they killed it and won it all. I predict the same outcome this year. In Cool Tone says, we didn't get the respect back in 2017 either. And what happened? Going into the playoffs, if you watch that Raiders game, I was frozen to death watching that Raiders game. It was, I'm just trying to like, do I stay in the stadium or go in the car? What's going to happen with this game? And I actually watched. I went to my car in the end of the fourth because I couldn't make it. I was
in the box.
You were on some boozy shit again.
On your boozy shit. I was like, man, look at those people in those seats. It's really cold. but when you look at it, we didn't even have trouble beating the Giants. It is, at no point in the game was I alarmed. I was like, Kenny Galladay caught his first touchdown pass this year.
Yeah, whoop-dee-doo.
And they hugged him and stuff. And then you saw the other guys on the sideline. They were the guys on the Giants sideline were truly happy for some of the guys that were getting the opportunity to play against the ones, because you're not going to get that type of work during the season because they don't trust you. And you got some good quality work and you got some film now. Right. Now it's time to get back to basics. But you didn't get the victory. So
now I just want to prep the next guest here. Yeah. I just want to set him up nice and properly. But some people are planners. I'm not a planner. Like anyone who asked me to make plans, I just do. I'm a doer. I'm not a planner. You want to go somewhere spur of the moment, I'll get in the car and go. But if you want me to plan it out, I probably won't. But like Vince from Philly Sports Trips, he's a guy that has to plan ahead. He has to make sure everything's in place so you can have the time of your life. So bringing on Vince, again, we do like to speak things into existence. Some people may say things about whatever. I'm not gonna even say the word, but I'm gonna invite Vince on, man. Shout out to Vince from Philly Sports Trips. He has an announcement. He has an announcement.
First of all, happy birthday to Mr. Hollis Thomas.
Thanks,
man.
Yeah, man. I mean, the announcement is, let's get ready. Let's be ready. If the Birds go to the Super Bowl, let's run a trip. Let's go back to Arizona, guys. What do you think?
Phoenix part two. Phoenix part two. Oh,
yeah, man.
We had the time of our lives, man. We had the time of our lives.
And not just the song either.
Arizona, and they said we'll be back in February, and I wouldn't let him sell him to anyone, and I am very superstitious, but hey guys, we got to be ready. We have to plan this one, and there's only so many seats on the Hollis Thomas charter flight, so that's all I'm saying.
Tank dog charter flight, damn skippy.
Open bar. While supplies last. So.
I'm glad you put that little tidbit in there. The disclaimer.
Yeah.
Read the fine print. Oh, until we run out.
So talk about fine print here. We have the Birds Ultimate Arizona Trip Part 2. This would be February 10th to February 13th, 2023. That's not too far away from here. But, obviously you want to be you have to plan ahead for these kind of things. I think I've wanted to go to the Super Bowl for a long time. I put in for tickets at my job. Hopefully I land some tickets. Maybe I'll sell them. What is the Super Bowl trip? What's that consist of? How much does that cost?
It's a lot of work to prep for something that might not happen. But as a fan and as a believer in this team, I think we are going to go.
Yeah, Vince, don't ever say that might not happen ever again. Okay, it's going to happen.
I was looking at last time I was on back in May. And I was a 12-5 guy. So the Eagles exceeded my expectations this year. Freaking believe in Jalen, of course. I love the guy. And I think 2 weeks from now or a week and a half from now, he's going to light it up. I think he was very, very, very conservative this past game. So, but the question was, what does it cost? I mean, a Super Bowl trip is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. A lot of people don't get to do it. I've never got to do it. We're providing everything but the game tickets, right? So we have a ticket broker that we work with personally on all of our trips. Their name is on our website. It's Sherry's Tickets. You can email them, call them, and start to learn the ups and downs of the ticket roller coaster. But that's something that we want to stay out of. You're not a planner. Yeah. I'm not a ticket broker. What we are experts in is the hotels, the flights, and we have to plan now because there's all these other fan bases and all these other companies that are trying to get everything, and we have to get a plan. So, our charter flight, you guys know all about that. We have a great hotel. We're about 80, 90 minutes away from the stadium, but that's what you're going to get. It would be double the price if we were trying to get something in Phoenix or Scottsdale. So on game day, we'll get a couple beers and we will ride down to Glendale. So it's about $3,000 a person. Mm-hmm. And that's everything. There's people already signed up from the West Coast that don't need the charter flight. So that's, you know, $15,000 cheaper or $1,500 cheaper. Mm-hmm. But it's out there for people that can afford it, that want to do that. I understand, man, there's not everyone can do it, but our job and our, you know, our role in this thing, this Eagles community and this amazing season is to provide premium travel and tailgate. Hollis will be there. We'll do a big party. We're trying to get Seth again if we can. Do another Q&A.
Quite a time.
Whatever people need, we're here for them. Anyone going to Super Bowl, reach out. We got something for you.
It's gonna be, I'd like to know how the menu is going to be this time. The menu.
The tailgate menu?
The tailgate menu. Is it going to be the ultimate of the ultimate as always?
We're going to up it a little bit. You have to with the Super Bowl. I can't reveal.
Because somebody was asking you, they were seeing some of the menus and was asking. They were asking what we're going to do a playoff trip. Not a playoff trip, but a playoff tailgate because of our menu. I was like, I don't know. He hadn't said anything, but you know,
Food as always. Cavs is not going to be taking his fan and making filet mignon sandwiches on this one. 38 hours is a little far for him to go. But no, we'll have an absolute amazing menu as usual, Hollis. Don't worry about that.
The funny thing is, like last time we were in Arizona, not that I'm a big planner, but when I was out in Arizona, I started thinking about like, man, if this team gets to this point, like I might have to come back here, what I'm going to have to do. But Eagle fans for the last couple of weeks have been calling me for tickets to playoff games before the playoff games even started. Yep. Today, playoff tickets went on sale. A lot of you all didn't get tickets, so I'm still getting more calls on how to get tickets.
Only four per household.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you can call Hollis. I'll give you Hollis's personal phone number. Maybe he can hook you up with his guy.
He's just going to text me. Just text me. So I'll do that.
We text Vince.
I mean, the last time we were on the because the charter flight is a cool deal. Yep. You come out on the tarmac like you were in a rock band.
I've been a baller.
I've never been an Aerosmith, but I think that's probably how they, when they come off there. But that was pretty cool. The weather's always better than down here.
Absolutely.
So it's a lot of pluses.
Beautiful in February. It won't be as hot. It won't be.
Yeah, I was about to say it won't be gut-wrenchingly hot this time.
That's all right, but it's still better than what we're dealing with down here.
Damn Skippy.
The cool thing, guys, about the end of the season, too, is like now the schedule's in stone for next year and all those destinations, which is really cool. But one thing I wanted to thank you, Gail, for is, you know, the connection with the British and Irish Eagles. And just wanted to announce that we're planning something big for next year. Philadelphia homecoming for all the fans overseas and other parts of the country to bring them here to Philly. Nice. And you
good
know,
job, mate.
Yeah, so we're gonna announce it a couple days officially, but those guys are incredible. I met Andrew, who was the original founder back in 2018 when we were over in London, and we really want to reach out to all your international followers too and make it a 4th and John weekend. We do all kinds of stuff around Philly, stadium tour, get as many, you know, former players as we can and do an event with them. You know, Hollis can take people around. It'll be great.
Yeah, I mean, talk about those trips also. Like next year, I know you talked a little bit about it, there's a trip to Los Angeles, there's a trip to Beantown, which is Boston. I'm not a big fan of Boston, but I still go.
Will you bus up there?
I will not bus. I am not doing no. I will not be pulling no Rosa Parks. I will not be doing no busing.
Wow, man! Nah.
I will have my own. No, I'm just kidding.
On limo. All
right. I'm talking about Seattle in the works.
Yep.
Ah, nice.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kansas City. Keep going, man. Keep going.
Kansas City. Kansas City. Someone asked me today about Kansas City. Is that Kansas City in the cold? What time of year is that going to be around?
Yeah,
we don't know yet, right?
We don't know.
If you know, then you know more than all of us.
Yeah, yes, but no, I don't think we find out till March anyway. I think that's when
it's going to be May.
Is it May?
May
10th, May 12th, somewhere in that range.
Now, speaking of some of these current teams, obviously the Eagles and the Eagle fans are in bye week mode, playoff mode, which is different than a bye week.
Right.
It's kind of like, I hope you lose, I hope you lose, and I hope you lose. So looking at the playoffs. Now we have the Cowboys facing the Buccaneers. We have the Giants facing the Vikings. We have Seattle facing the 49ers, who are getting all this pub. Talking about the NFC, like who's the scariest team besides the 49ers?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
On this list over here, shout out to CBS Sports for this.
Nobody,
Nobody.
All right, I'm not gonna say scariest team. Let me say, who do you think's the best team out of this group besides the 49? I said the best team that you think is the best.
I'm trying to tell you, nobody.
Oh, I need an answer. That's not an answer.
Well, if you want to know the answer that all the naysayers are going to say the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If they get past the Cowboys. Tom Brady, he's playoff proven.
That's cool.
He can't cheat anymore, so that's out the door. So
and you know what's on the back of Jalen's mind is to get that redemption. That's all. Yep.
That's who I want.
Yep.
We want Brady.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest. I'm good with either way. But would I love to see Dallas one and done? Absolutely. If they manage to go ahead and beat Tampa Bay, no problem. Come and see us because now and bro, God, I hope you're watching. Now, all right, no excuses. Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts, let's get it on. No excuses. No reasoning behind it. One and done, or come and see Jalen at our home field, and now you got the matchup that everybody's been talking about. We don't got Minshew. We don't got Rush in the backgrounds no more. We got Jalen and Dak finally going at it.
So Cozy Bryant is answering the question. Shout out to Cozy. Still has my he has my jacket in his Avi on. He was cold that day at the tailgate. Still has my jacket in his Avi. Okay. He says Niners, Cowboys, Vikings, Giants, Bucks, Seahawks. That order.
In that order. Interesting.
Very.
That is interesting.
What about you, Vince? Who you got?
Out of that list? Not afraid of anyone.
No, I'm not afraid. I think it's the best.
Just for the I love these epic matchups. So I'd love to play Brady. I'd love to play Dallas. I'd love to play the Giants. Seahawks, whatever. Yeah. I mean, you know, we played them the last time we played a playoff or home playoff game, right?
Right.
That was the game Carson went down. Yeah. I was with my beautiful wife who was, you know, 6 months pregnant, and we paid all this money to be three rows from the field and got to watch, you know, Carson get just completely destroyed and the misery and sorrow. So sometimes we just think about, you know, and she hasn't been to a game all year, guys, you know, with the two kids and everything. So I'm right. taking her to this next game. So whoever they play, watch out. Liz will be there screaming.
That's what's up. Cool.
Now Damian says, I think it'll be the NFC easy matchups all the way through. Giants first, then the Cowgirls will be the best to go to the Super Bowl.
I mean, there's no way the Cowboys win two games, guys.
Now, Hollis, in terms of saying you play the Giants, right? Mm-hmm. How difficult is it to beat a team three times in a year?
It shouldn't be that hard. Look at when Tennessee Titans went to Super Bowl. It was one team that year that had 14 victories to only three losses. The Jacksonville Jaguars, and all three losses were to who? The Tennessee Titans. And they were all ass whoopings. So, doesn't matter. You just come out and you just kick the ass more. You let them know that there is no chance for them to come back. That you read the first score, because the second score is going to be a little bit worse. And you now, just don't, you don't, and you, the thing, I think the way you do that, though, is you don't rest on the previous game. The previous game is in the books. This is a new game. So you come out there thinking that you're just going to roll the old helmet out there and get another victory. No, spank you very much. It's not going to happen like that. You're going to have to earn it. So I feel like these guys got to have their head on straight, and the lull that we're used to. There's sometimes I was like, because I'm always used to a lull, and it's like it was a few games this season that I felt were trap games. Had the team not been truly focused, I feel like this team is truly focused on one goal in mind to win a title. And as long as they continue with that focus, like it was a few games I thought were trap games, and they came out and there was ugly wins, but they found a way to win. And it wasn't one of those things where it was like, oh, I didn't see that coming. It's like it was a few games that they really showed me their maturity level and getting to the common goal that all of us want. All of us want another title.
Now, Michael's comment here says Tampa Bay will win. 49ers will win. Bills first, Eagles Super Bowl 57. Like before we get into that, say thoughts. But looking across the pond here in the AFC, we got a Chargers versus the Jaguars, which is crazy that Dougie P got them in there.
Well, you know, the funny thing about that matchup is the Jaguars whooped them like cornbread, bat up 38-0 early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Whooped the Chargers, so. It's going to be interesting. Go ahead.
We got the Ravens versus the Bengals, which will be interesting. Yeah. And then we have the Dolphins, and we have the Bills. The Bills now are riding a certain kind of high. Not only are they, you know, doing well, but they got one of their teammates back, so they have some kind of newfound. It's got to be spiritual a crazy. High. It's got to be a crazy experience.
Yeah, it's a spiritual high, man.
Who do you guys?
I was gonna say it's a destiny high. It's one of those ones where they're destined to go to the Super Bowl.
What corner can you buy that on? Green,
huh? Say what?
So what street corner can you buy that on?
What destiny?
Destiny high.
But they're gonna catch the green. They're gonna catch the green destiny. They're gonna be all up in their ass like rocker pads. But no,
I don't think it was possible for me to like really care too much about a team outside of the Eagles, but. I truly care about the Bills after everything that went down, like a lot of love for them. But you know, if I were a Bills fan, I'd be a little worried about keeping up that emotion throughout the playoffs. And I think back to the year the Birds won, and you know, the Saints had that miracle, or not the Saints, the Vikings. The Vikings had the miracle play, and then they didn't show up the next week in Philadelphia. Yeah. So my only thing is, I think that the Bills have a lot of pressure at the same time. And maybe something goes wrong, and maybe they can't make it. But I hope they do. Like I said, I'm rooting for them. But I think it's sometimes when stuff like that happens, you can have a letdown.
Fall short. Yeah, they always fall short.
Yeah, that is interesting you said that, because it's one of those things where you don't want to let anybody down, but then the expectations are extremely high, and you think that you can pull yourself out of anything instead of just going out there and taking care of business. This first game for them is going to be extremely big test, because they're playing against one of the AFC East foes who's pretty much had their number. And the Dolphins, they was running the ball down their throat, and they gave up a lot. And I think it was a overtime. Did they go to overtime or something like that for the victory for the last game? And they went down there. It's the only good thing about this for the Bills is that it's in Buffalo, because when they were in when they went down to Miami kind of throttled them, and they got, you know, pretty much got dehydrated. It looked like the Buffalo needed some water.
Now let's see. I wanted to mention, for those of you guys that stick around at the end of the show, we will be giving away one of these NFC East Division hats right here. All you have to do is answer a trivia question. It's that easy. I actually tried this. I tried to ask Prime in Hollis. Guess who? I'm gonna ask Vince. Guess who got the answer right?
Who got the answer out of this crew?
Out of this crew.
Hollis got it.
Yeah, that would be Prime. That would be Prime.
Prime got it.
That would be Prime. So this question is winnable or answerable. And you should be able to do it within a 2-minute time frame. So we're not here forever.
2 minutes.
Excited about that. But if you guys have any questions in the chat, bring them on up. We'd love to answer your questions before we get out of here. But now, what do you guys usually do on a playoff bye week? I mean, who are the teams that you're rooting against besides the Cowboys?
during the bye week, during the bye week, you just kind of
enjoy some football. That's it. Just enjoy some football.
The thing is you sometimes you can practice, but you have to just practice your basic stuff because you don't know who you're playing. So the week leading up to your bye week, you kind of practice and stuff, and you just get some work in, and you work on the basic stuff. But then it's like the way that the coaches used to set it up was we work on stuff from two possible teams. Or they would try to pick the things that they did the same, and we would work on them. Because it's a copycat league. Everybody has certain plays that they run, and they may copy off somebody else to run the plays. So it's like you look at who the possibilities of us play are. We could play Cowboys. We play the lower seed. So you just take the few lower seeds, and you break them down and see the same plays they got until it's over. But
No, I'm saying you mentioned that, and I'm looking at the breakdown here, and I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Like that Vikings and Giants game, I wouldn't sleep on the Giants.
Yeah, because it was only a small margin.
That's what I'm saying. Like I wouldn't sleep on the Giants upsetting Vikings. So I mean, all this talking Buccaneers and Cowboys, I mean, we might end up seeing those guys a third time again. You know what I mean? So it's like. I wouldn't sleep on that game. Now the Bucks, Cowboys game again. You guys know where I'm going with that one. And then 49ers and Seattle. I mean, that's a given. Like I'm not really trying to sit here and disrespect the Seahawks like that, but they don't got no chance against San Fran. I really feel it might end up being like a game last night. You know what I mean? Like,
well, no, you know the thing about that is that's a divisional game, and they always play each other hard.
I understand, man.
But does when is
breaking records?
When does Brock Purdy have that come to you know, rookie moment where he
back down to earth? Well, you know what? It may not happen because they haven't. The thing that they do is, and if you listen to him talk, I watched him in college. He's out of University of Iowa State. He's from Arizona, and he was the same way in college. He's like he gets it in his playmaker's hand in a timely fashion, and he tries his damnedest not to make mistakes. So it's a rarity that he's going to throw a pick or put himself in a bad situation. And as long as they keep that, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with, especially with the number one overall defense. Mufasa got their defense done a record shot out there. I'm telling you, man.
Now, Mr. Michael chimes in. He says, what week do you guys think Maddox returns? First game or NFC championship? We'll go with you first, Vince.
I keep him out two more weeks and save him for the championship and the Super Bowl. Get him healthy. We proved that, you know, we can win games without the guy.
Primo?
I got to agree with Vince, man. I think, you know, one more week isn't going to go ahead and hurt. I think we're good. Everybody's pretty much fitting in where they need to fit, and the next man mentality is suitable with the guys that we got out on the field. So I think we're good there. So I would go ahead and rest them.
Yeah, I would rest them until the NFC Championship game as well. It's like this. You guys let them sit out these next couple of weeks, and you know, bring them back then. It's like you because you should be able to handle business leading up to it now. So
now Tim has
give him all the rest he needs.
I'm going to follow up the same way answers. You guys, I'm going to agree. I'm going to go with the Hollis question. I'm not going to answer anybody else. I'm not going to ask anybody else on this podcast. But Tim asks Hollis thoughts on Gannon getting head coach interviews when he supposedly runs a subpar defense, top three defense in the league tank. Give him his props, please. Is that Evan? Is that Evan?
It probably is. You know what, Tim? You can go. I'll tell you where to go. And put it this way, Tim. You know what, Tim? They're interviewing Kellen Moore too, the offensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. They're interviewing Kellen Moore. There you go.
See
the hell out of here. It is the NFL says for not for long. If you continue to run, bend but don't break. I want him. I'm glad he's getting interviews. That way we get him the hell out of here, and we get a defense that attacks.
I'd love to hear you and Seth have a conversation. It'll be back and forth. You kidding me? You kidding me?
Hey, me and Seth, we be texting when we see. Dude,
all
we
caps.
See some of the
Seth
stuff.
Seth is all caps, bro. All
well,
caps,
yeah, because
all
if
the
you
time.
Look at it, if you play defense, dude, you're supposed to impose your will. You're supposed to dictate to them what you're gonna do. It's like we're standing back there. Go ahead. You can have that. You can have that. We'll stay out here for 37 minutes, 37 to 40 minutes. Don't worry about it. We're not doing anything. Get the hell out of here with that.
AJ doesn't have a question, but she said, Prime, looking good in that tee, bro.
Thank you, AJ. I appreciate it.
That's not my voice. That's AJ's voice. Her voice, not that deep either.
I was wondering why you took that stance.
Scott.
Yep, Evan is running the burner account.
Tim says, second year in a row tank. Does he not get something though?
He'll get nothing. I'm not giving him nothing. You go look at last year with Zach. Yeah, it's a waste of time. Go look at Zach Wilson. Go look at Zach Wilson the first half. 12 or 14, two touchdowns. A rookie quarterback. Zach Wilson sucks ass. We made David Mills down in Texas for the Houston Texans look good. We're supposed to put people on notice. The bend but don't break, that crap only works in high school. It's like, what are we playing? Is this mamby-pamby land? When we up by 15, we don't shoot the ball anymore? The hell out of here with that. That bend but don't break crap does not work. And we will all – it's going to work for our guys because we have what? We have a ferocious front.
Yeah.
And we win in spite of him.
We got another Hollis question, but we you know. What would Jim Johnson say about Gannon if he was still here?
Fire him.
Vic Fangio.
Because the quote from Jim Johnson said, prevent and bend but don't break gets you nothing but fired and on the unemployment line.
Oh, okay.
Now, it's been working here, but when I point out things to people and sometimes we lose, and it seems like, well, when they give up a rhythm to mediocre quarterbacks, and then we play against a good quarterback that tortures us, we're running zone, and we get torched in zone. Stop it.
Now, Go Sixers says, Lovie Smith, anyone?
What about for defense coordinator?
Yeah.
Nah, we still got Vic Fangio in the building. We need to sign him before Sean Payton tries to steal
before Sean away. Payton, exactly.
We need to go ahead and sign him. He's right now. He's a consultant, and that's why the numbers are better this year. Evan lookalike. numbers are better this year because Vic Fangio is in the building. You have to use the pressure sometimes.
Now, not another coach in our.
Hold on. And one last thing. 3rd and 30. That's all I got to say. 3rd and 30.
I'd rather talk about 4th and 26. But another coach from the Eagles also got an opportunity, is going to get an opportunity to get interviewed. That is Shane Steichen. Sirianni recently spoke about it, talking about, you know, I think it was Josh Tolentino asked him, will it distract you that, you know, some of your coaches are interviewing? And he says, not like, you know, he's like, this is what's going to happen. Like, it's not a big deal. He's like, I know they're going to do their job and they're excited about what's about to transpire. So I think, you know, he's put himself around guys that he believes in. The fact that they're getting interviews, I'm sure he's happy for them. So what do you guys think about Shane Steichen as a potential candidate for the Texans?
Let me go right quick, Brian. I think that that Shane should be getting some recognition. But I think the one thing that I think that's in our favor, is in their favor, is that they're doing a lot of Zoom interviews, so they don't have to worry about traveling and stuff and getting all the interviews. And then too, what would make them more of an attractive candidate? A Super Bowl title? Am I not correct? If a Super Bowl title would make them very attractive candidates for your next head coach, so I don't see them faltering in any shape, form, or fashion.
Is
Evan? Yes, he is.
you got to expect when we get into these situations, it's a good situation to have, but at the same time, other teams are looking at what these coaches are doing. So are looking at these coaches to go ahead and see what they're doing. So yeah, I mean, it's no surprise that they're interested in Jonathan Gannon and Steichen. So, I mean, you know, big ups to them for being able to even be recognized for a head coaching position. So, I mean, this is the type of stuff you got to get ready for. Again, when we won it back in 17, what did we do? We had to worry about our coaching staff pretty much being dismantled because a lot of other teams were looking to grab one of them or a couple of them. So
now Cozy's getting a little I could just see Jim Johnson like digging his hand through the dirt.
After seeing this. Shit out of him.
Cozy, I can see there's a tone in his voice. He says Johnson never had a top three defense. 70 sacks though.
Who's that? Cozy? Get out of here. Tell Cozy we were feared. We were feared. We didn't have 70 sacks because everybody had a sack from Dawkins on back, sucker. That's because we blitzed and we put people on notice.
If you were to see Cozy right now face to face, would you pluck him?
Probably slap overhand slap to the mouth, cuts back on all the flack.
Cozy, just know that the next tailgate Hollis is at, I'm pointing you out.
Like, yo, please hold your tongue.
Yo, Hollis said to ask Algie Crumpler's chest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ask Michael Vick.
Same thing. He did get popped by the great one.
He said to ask Reggie Bush's chest.
Yeah. But you ask him who won that game? What team was on?
Oh, you gonna go there, bro?
And this is why I always love Sean Payton. We ran the ball down their throat, down Broderick Buckley's throat. We ran over Sean Considine because they was trying to replace Dawkins with Sean Punk ass Considine. The hell out of here. You too, Cozy. Get the hell out of this. Get the hell out of here.
And tell him to take my jacket off in his Avi too.
Yeah, take it off, sucker.
Give it back.
You're out here wearing another man's coat in your Avi on YouTube, bruh. Nah. I love Cozy. Cozy was cold at the tailgate and he was freezing. I said, yo.
you gave me your coat?
I said.
Like he was your girl at the
bar. Yeah, I said. Come here, girl. What, you look cold over here. Put on my jacket, Playboy.
You bring a lot of extra coats, don't you, Gav?
About seven. I got about seven.
Closet in the vehicle. Like, that's a whole nother segment to talk about that. but I gotta give props to my boy. He's good. He's good. Like he says, he's a doer. He's not a planner. He just goes into that closet, grabs everything, and puts it into the goddamn vehicle and goes.
I know. You got a belt? I don't know. Hey,
we have you know, I know Vince is, it's dad life over there. You know, he has a curfew. Yeah.
So listen to this guy. You're gonna understand that for him, but you won't understand that for me.
Oh, well, you're regular. You're supposed to be on here.
I tell when you got dad stuff to do, I'm good. Like, you know, I'll figure it out.
Vince is a guest. You're a regular, sucker. You know what time we do the show. No, don't let him get you like that.
I ain't going to be that easy. Hey, Vince, you're going to have to man this shit up like
I'll cover for you once in a while. We can swap or something. Just let me know. I got bath duty.
I wanted to do that trivia question here.
Hopefully, do the trivia question real quick.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's not forget that one.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I lost. You finally won something, Prime.
Oh, here we go.
Did they see that?
Hey, you guys talk amongst yourself real quick while I write this question. I thought I saved it, but I didn't.
You didn't save it? What were you doing?
That's a damn shame.
Well, you can take over now, Prime. This is your big moment.
Oh, this is my big moment.
Now, you know the funniest thing though was when last time when Gail's computer was jacked up to watch Evan Prime just go into work like we've been waiting on this moment.
Yo, we gonna wing this shit, bro. We got this. we gonna wing this. We got this, man.
It was funny as all get out too. I was like, man, they have really been waiting on this moment.
and you heard the man himself said he's not a planner, so obviously he didn't plan on saving the shit.
he was just stuck on the computer, yeah, and we was like in big conversation.
I think you're gonna need to take Gail. Just spend a day with him. Just break it down to him. You know what I mean? Your scheme, so he can pick up on it, and I guarantee you, moments like this won't happen again.
Trivia time.
Okay. I just want to make sure everyone's ready in the chat, because some people are gonna like, yo, I got slow internet. Yeah, I can't.
I gotta take a whiz though. I'm up.
You can't blame your internet. This guy couldn't wait. Couldn't wait.
Only got like 5 more minutes and can't wait. How do you deal with it, Vince? How do you deal with it?
How do you deal with it every week?
Shout out to Junior. I remember he was at the Giants game. I looked at his face across the tailgate. He had that look, same cozy look. We had a face mask in the car with daisies on it. I said, you need this, bro.
Oh, yeah.
His soul was like, you know, my pride. Yeah. Then he grabbed it and he survived.
Guys, the amount of love, you know, free pizza, free beer, free face mask. You guys, just helping people.
Are you guys ready for the trivia?
Should we
wait for Prime? I mean, should we wait for
I'm here.
Hollis?
No, forget that sucker.
Forget him. I'm postponing bath time.
Okay, dad life. Okay, forgot. Okay. The question here. When was the last time? And I need the score, and I need the team, right? When was the last time that the Eagles won after trailing by 20 plus points? I need the date. I need the team.
You said the score?
The score.
Well, he didn't say the score at first, but you said the date and the team.
The team and the date. What was the last time the Eagles won after trailing by 20 plus points?
2 minutes.
Give me the date. I need the team. I need the score.
Don't Google it, Ben. I mean, Ben, don't Google it. You start concentrating for a minute there. Don't Google it.
No, my hands are here. I think I know, but I'm obviously not.
The winner is getting this hat here.
But once again, we need the date. The team,
the date,
and the score.
I need the date. I don't. I, not the year. I need the whole date.
Nope. It was a Sunday, wasn't it?
Obviously.
Well, it's Monday Night Football as well. And
I need the, hey, in your answer, I need the team they beat. I need to score. You got 1 minute left.
Prime, you can't wait, huh?
Because I know half these people are Googling right now.
All right,
now,
we have a winner. We do have a winner. No,
oh, cool.
No, we don't have a winner because the man didn't give me the score.
Exactly. I'm seeing partial coming out of everybody.
We have the winner is Will. He said the Eagles won 38-31. They beat the Giants, and that was 12-19. No, he got the wrong date. He got the wrong date. He got the wrong date. He got the wrong date.
You're a bad trivia guy.
I hate to say it, but I'm looking at the winner.
Is this Michael Vick game?
I'm looking at the winner.
Who?
Are we going to do it?
It is Cozy Bryant. It is Cozy. It is Cozy. He did. He said 38. Cozy Bryant, 38-31, Miracle of the Meadowlands, December 9th. 19th, he gave me the date.
The Miracle at the Meadowlands, part three.
And he gave me the Giants. So, Cozy, shout out to you. Not only do you have my jacket at the moment, you also will have this hat as well.
You can match the hat up with the jacket.
Shout out to you, my guy.
No, you gotta get the jacket back.
Now, before we get out of here, definitely give a shout out to Vince. Make sure you're following him on all socials. Make sure you book a trip, man. Not only
Sports trips.
Not only is he doing big things with the Eagles, he's also doing things with other teams like the Phillies. Yep. Well, and we have a bus trip to Brooklyn, where they're going to watch the Sixers beat the Nets, and then they have two spring training trips: one in March, March 10th, 2023; March 16th, 3-night special. I think Hollis is going down there to maximize his sexy.
Damn, Skippy.
Make sure you guys follow them on all socials. If you look below, this is where you can follow them and book trips. But before we get out of here, we're gonna do a little last word. We'll start with the guest of honor.
Yeah, because you gotta get the kids a bath. I'm not the only one thinking that.
It's bath time. For me. This was an incredible season. It's it feels like the bye was well deserved. The last couple weeks was tough for a lot of the fans, but I'm glad that Jalen had the opportunity to seal the deal. I think it worked out perfectly with his injury to get that playing time, but now he gets the 2 weeks and get ready for Arizona.
Okay,
get ready.
It's on me. Oh, last word. What's that? Cozy, you're a sucker. Evan, you're a sucker. And everybody, and all you suckers who think that you could just roll out a bit but don't break defense, your days are numbered. Nah, it was a good win, man. It was one of the type of wins that you expect the team to mature from. It was an interesting moment where we had guys coming back from injuries who had been practicing and rehabbing, but hadn't had the live action yet, and they came out and they got the job done. So it's actually a building block, especially for them. And we had the whole band at this time, except for Lane. But we had all the skill positions there for like the first time in a minute. There, so you know, it was a good look. Now they could build some more continuity. And put the rest of these suckers on notice after this bye week.
Yeah, so just to pity pack off of what Gail said, definitely if you guys get a chance, check out Philly Sports Trip, because this man down here, he really knows how to hold it down. The hospitality between him and his team to go ahead and put all these things together is tremendous. It's a great time. He makes you feel at home. He makes you feel like family. So in order for you guys to find out, you got to definitely book something with him. You saw the lineup there with the Nets, the two March Clearwater trips. You know, I mean, those are going to be big. I'm actually looking to maybe join one of those. So, you know, if you guys get a chance, and like he said, man, get ready for Arizona. With that being said, we did our job. We clinched. We got the first round bye, number one seed. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy these playoff games. You know, relax, because in a couple of weeks we got to get back to the rowdiness, you know what I mean, and the support that this team's going to need. So, you know, let's do it and enjoy it. So with that being said, go Birds. See y'all on the next one.
I just want to shout out everyone that came to our tailgate. It was a crazy time. I thought the playoff energy that we had was more tremendous than the game itself. I thought a lot of people had a good time. A lot of people I met, some people in the chat, a lot of first timers, a lot of people from Australia. We had folks from all over the place. At the end of the day, man, it's a time to reflect, appreciate what has transpired over this year. We're going into the playoff season. We got a playoff bye. So take your loved ones out. You know, the time that you spent thinking about football, your fantasy football championship should be over. Take some time with your loved ones.
Let's play out fantasy football now.
Take some time out for the loved one, the children. Make sure everyone's good.
You didn't know that?
Hey, I'm trying to speak some positivity about sports relationships.
I forgot to mention Philly Sports Shirts, where you get my damn Skippy T-shirt, and hoodie. And to my boys,
you had your last word. This is your second last word.
It's his birthday, bro.
It's his birthday. All right, it's your birthday.
My boys Bob and Jim from the coast down to 98.7. They catch up with us. That's where you catch me before the Birds game.
You done being bougie now? You done being bougie?
Are you angry because the fish and chips and the macaroni that I possessed?
Your birthday's over. Now, shut up.
No, that's only 7:38.
You want to talk about some delicious meats like you always do? What else you want to talk about?
I was eating fish.
Just saying, man. I mean, it is your birthday.
Thanks for Vince Nimmer always having the ball of ass spread to find a fine, delicious food. I'm not gonna say meats because there's a pause. what up to Bob Kavanaugh and them?
Yeah.
But I do want to give a shout out to Hollywood Hearn. He's not here at the moment. He's working hard. Shout out to Mal as well. Shout out to Mal. Shout out to Chris Malley. Senior Bowl's right around the corner. Trying to lock that in. Anybody on the show going? Anyone?
Hollis.
I'm gonna go with you.
Prime, you're out.
It ain't looking good. All right.
I can be convinced.
So, you know, because I'm planning. I'm trying to pull events. I'm planning some things. So, you know, we got to figure. We got to figure some things out. But, yeah, we might have to get in the car. It's going to happen. I just want to appreciate you guys sticking around the chat. All your people that came to the tailgate. All your people supporting Vince and Philly Sports Trips. And also all your people wishing Hollis Thomas a happy birthday because it's his day. Okay, it's his day today. No one else's. He's a man. He's right, like he said. We'll see you guys. The next one, as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Go, bro.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.